It is time for Coffee Talk. Have Madeline Jarvis on the line with the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. How can you not? If, you know, I went from banjos to yodeling. It's a beautiful morning.
That is true. Oh, my gosh. The one thing we know about KTWH is you expect quality content, but you never know what it's going to be.
For sure. You know what? Today is Dolly Parton's birthday.
That's right. 77.
Yeah, look at you knowing right off the top of your head. You are like, you are the walking library, Madeline. You are.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Dolly is just so amazing. She actually has given out over 1 million books with her Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And I've read in the interviews that she said that's what she's most proud of, because her dad had to work young, and so he never got to learn how to read. And so that she's able to help so many kids, I just love it.
Oh, I'm getting chills. I'm literally getting chills. I just love that. Oh, that's so cool. Someone, a colleague of mine, played one of her first hits. It sounds like a bebop rock and roll song. I would have never guessed it was Dolly Parton ever. I can't remember the name of it. I have to look it up. But yeah, she's like multi-talented and the sweetest heart and soul in the world. So yeah, there we go.
No kidding. And actually, she is an author as well.
Right.
We're already on the Dolly train. I want to mention two things.
Yeah.
So, I think we have chatted before about, she was the Nashville consultant for a book with James Patterson.
Yep.
Called Run, Rose, Run. So he wrote the book, and then she wrote a corresponding album. But the book that I want to recommend to you today, if I'm able to, is called Dolly Parton's Song Teller.
Mm.
She takes, I think it's 20 or 40, don't quote me of this, some of the songs that she thinks really defined her career,
mm-hmm.
and tells you a little bit more about what was going on in her life when she wrote these hit songs. And it's amazing. We do have that at the Two Harbors Public Library.
Can you reserve that for me? For real.
I will. Absolutely. And it's just, it's this gorgeous coffee table book, and I know you get goosebumps. So when you see her handwritten draft of her lyrics, like, you're going to have to be sitting down. It's so good.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to go to work after this. I want to read Dolly's book.
I wish I had a physician pad where I could prescribe people books like that, so you could call into work and be like, I'm so sorry, my hands were tied. Dolly book I just heard of. And they look and they're like, are you clear to return to work? And I'm like, not for the next chapter.
That is so awesome. I love that. Librarians writing prescriptions and get out of work notes. Love it. We have to pursue that and see how, you know, it's for your mental health, I think.
It absolutely is. It would devastate the U.S. economy. But it would be
nope, I think people would be more productive. I think that's awesome.
That's a good note.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, hey, I did just recommend that book to you. So if you are doing the Winter Reading Bingo Challenge,
yes.
One of the squares is a book recommended by a librarian.
Oh,
so be sure to mark that off so you're one step closer to getting one of your Plinko prizes.
Sweet. All right. And how is the winter reading program going?
It is so much fun, Michelle. So yesterday we had a family come in and they all had blackout bingo cards. So each of the kids got to do 13 Plinkos. And just a reminder for folks who are listening, our winter reading program runs January and February. Don't need to live in Two Harbors. We don't care if it's a library book that you're reading, a personal book. We just want to make sure that you're having fun this winter. So we created these bingo cards of different challenges. Read a book recommended by a librarian. Mm-hmm. Learn a new word today. Read for an hour. Just all these ways that we can keep literacy in our days. And once you get a bingo, you get to play on our Plinko board. And you can win. We have these great water bottle stickers. We have warm drink mixes, so tea and cocoa. We have the sassiest bookmarks, and then we have our old reliable prize box. So it is so much fun.
And yeah, who doesn't like Plinko, even if you don't get a prize?
I know. I was like, this is how we need to decide dinner at my house. This is so much fun. Just a personal Plinko board.
That is so, that reminds me of a post I saw that said that no one told me that the majority of your adult life is going to be spent planning dinner, what's for dinner for the rest right. of your life.
No kidding. Oh, my gosh. The grocery list, that emotional labor. Can't we just have tots?
Just, I think read a book. I think just sit down and, you know, forget about dinner for a second and just read a book. Or how about a cookbook? Reading a cookbook, does that count for the winter reading program?
Yes, absolutely. And I have a cookbook out right now that I'm about to return called The Turkey and the Wolf. It's a New Orleans cookbook, and it, oh my gosh, it's so cool. It is, he describes himself as white trash, who's classically trained. So some of his recipes, he pairs McDonald's French fries with caviar. It is just so undescribably him and out there. But I made his hot sauce recipe, which is blending three different types of hot sauce together with carrots and garlic, and it is the best hot sauce I've ever had. So I definitely took a picture of that page before I returned it. So I have so much fun reading cookbooks.
I know you do. Oh my gosh, we just started a whole nother hour program here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so what else is going on at our own Two Harbors Public Library?
It is going to be a fun 2 days for me with our teen program. We do so much great work for grown-ups. We do so much fun stuff for kiddos. But we don't forget about our school-age tweens and teens.
Mm-hmm.
Who have such an important spot in our community, who have such an important spot in our library. So if you have any teens in your life who love anime or manga, Pakis are these Japanese cookies that almost look like long breadsticks dipped in different sugary goodness. And we're talking about the manga series My Hero Academia. We have such a great graphic novel collection at our library, and that's because that's what our readers like.
Mm-hmm.
Within the Arrowhead Library System, I know you know this, Michelle, some of your listeners might not, your Arrowhead Library System card gives you access to 27 public libraries in our area. So if you're ever browsing on the shelf and you're like, oh no, Michelle checked out that Dolly Parton song-telling book that I wanted to read, just stop by the front desk and we're able to put a hold on it. I bring that up because there's a few libraries in our region that have this huge manga collection that we don't necessarily have room for.
Okay.
So we are so excited to share that love with so many of our teens.
Oh, fun. You guys just reach out and touch like every group, and your programming is so thoughtful and, you know, it's like, what would I enjoy, or what does our community enjoy? And you guys do it, and you listen to the community, and you just provide some of the coolest programming I've heard of. Kudos to you guys over at the Two Harbors Public Library.
Thank you so much. And folks, if you have ideas about what mm-hmm. we can do to be doing better, or if you have any questions about any of the resources I mentioned today, please do give us a call. Our number at the library is 218-834-3148, or stop by our website at twoharborspubliclibrary.com or our Facebook page, Two Harbors Public Library, to see all the mischief we get into.
And you are open until?
So we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. And grown-ups, one more thing, if I may bend your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's also our Short and Sweet book group.
Mm.
This is one of the three library book clubs. This book club realizes that we, like you said, we spend most of our waking hours planning dinner, so sometimes time is of a premium for us, right? So this book group is designed just for things that you can read in like 20 minutes. You can read on your lunch break. And so today we are discussing the poems of Shel Silverstein. So Emily found an excerpt from the Where the Sidewalk Ends. And I have to be honest, Michelle, there's one poem in particular, I think it's called The Oak and the Rose, that I haven't read since I was in elementary school, and reading it as an adult was just a beautiful emotional gut punch. So they always are reading something a little bit different. Let's think, last month was David Sedaris, this month is children's poetry, but it's a fun group that comes together in the library's meeting room at 6 p.m. on the third Thursday of the month.
Oh, that's so awesome. See, love, love, love it. Love, love, love it. And that's just, you can just walk in. You don't need to register. You just come on in.
Correct. Just walk on in. If you haven't read them yet, we always have copies of the Short and Sweet selection available at the front desk. so you don't need to track down your own copy of Where the Sidewalk Ends and ask about page numbers. So just stop in, say that you're interested in the short and sweet selection for the month, and we'll get you connected.
Excellent. And one more thought here. When does the winter reading program wrap up?
Great question. It goes through the end of February. So even though winter will go on for months after that, we're just limiting the program to those 2 months.
Okay. Oh, that's excellent. All right. Well, I can't wait to talk to you next time, and we can get all the stats of how successful and how the reading program went and how the community, you know, is just filling their brains with wonderful stuff.
That sounds great. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy those banjos, Michelle.
Okay, thanks. You too, Madeline. Thanks, and have a great day, too.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Yep, bye. Madeline Jarvis, Executive Director with the Two Harbors Public Library. Always so many unique and amazing things going on over at the library.